Hey, it's Tuesday evening, September 6, 2016. I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day and a great Labor Day weekend. I know I did. It was good. And then there was today. Back to work, back to the grind, back to the unexpected, back to a disruption. Yep, it was more on the personal side, so I'm not going to get too much into it, but it affected family member, and it was unexpected, I'll tell you that much. And, well, that's pretty much all I really want to say about it. Just that it was a disruption, it wasn't planned, it wasn't expected, it was the last thing I ever expected. But usually, isn't that what disruptions are? The last thing you expect? But that's all right. That's what keeps things interesting, keeps things flowing. And sometimes it puts what you've been doing and what you've been saying and what you've been teaching and what you've been exampling and modeling for others as it puts it to the test. It's that time when do you walk your talk? You know, that's what this was. And it was definitely one of those times. And I'm glad that, you know, it's something that we planned for as far as what if ever this happens, well, this is how we're going to deal with it. But understand it and know that, you know, it's uncalled for. It doesn't need to happen. But when it does, this is how we're going to deal with it. And sure enough, it happened. So we're dealing with it the way we said we were going to. And that, my friends, is walking your talk. Because if all along we'd been saying, oh, well, you know, if this happens, we're going to do this, and then we do a 180, what does that say? What does that say about us and our character? It says a lot. It says a lot. It says that we need a lot more work. So I'm glad that it's all working out. You know, it was unexpected. It was disruptive. But it's working out because, for one, we're sticking to our word. We're saying it. We're doing it. Making it happen. And so the disruption kind of quickly turned itself from a bad example to a learning moment. And that is a very good thing. And when you can teach it, and when you can learn from it, and when you can live through it, you're that much better on the other end. Because again, we don't have to be defined by the acts of something or something, the act of doing something. We are defined by what we do after. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. Well, listen, my name's Dave Garrett. Today is Tuesday, June 6, 2016, and this is The Daily Dave, and I will talk to you tomorrow.